Chapter 17.
马太
Chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew Chapter 7.
请看十三节、十四节。
Verse 13, verse 14.
这里主耶稣说：“你们要进窄门。”
So here the Lord Jesus says, "You must enter through the narrow gate."
因为引到灭亡那门是宽的。
Because wide is the gate that goes to destruction.
路是大的。
And the road is big.
那进去的人也多。
And the people that go into it are many.
引到永生那门是窄的。
And the gate that goes to the eternal is narrow.
路是小的，找着的人也少。
And the gate is narrow, and the people who find it are few.
说起来，主耶稣在论登山八福的时候，是从第五章一直谈到第七章的。
And so when the Lord Jesus was talking about the Beatitudes all the way from chapter 5 to chapter 7.
登山八福或九福可以看成为天国完全福音的一个缩影。
And so from the Beatitudes, we can see the whole saying of the kingdom of heaven.
那主耶稣一直勉励这样神国的道理。
And so the Lord Jesus constantly encouraged this kind of
sermons. 到最后，主耶稣做了这样的结论，要他的门徒们做选择。
And so until the end, the Lord Jesus make this conclusion and want the disciples to choose.
有两条门路，你要选哪一个？
And there are two paths. Which one do you want to go?
有两种果树，你要选哪一个？
And there are two type of fruit trees. Which one do you want?
因为七章十五节说，耶稣说你们要防备假先知。
And so in chapter 7, verse 15, the Lord Jesus says, you have to beware of the false prophets.
就是很多人假借着宗教的一个利益或一个方法来做不好的事。
And so many people use religion as a way to do bad things.
或者借一个讲述神的话的时候传异端。
And so and while they speak in the words of God, they're preaching false heresies.
所以耶稣才会说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不都能进天国。
And that's why the Lord Jesus says, whoever calls me Lord, Lord, would not inherit the kingdom.
只有遵行神的话，守住的才能进。
And only those who do the words of God, they will keep it and they will go into the heaven.
两种果树种下两种不同的果子哦。
And so two type of fruit trees has two different kind of
fruit. 你是要选那神国的果子，还是世上这些不合神道理的果子呢？
And do you want the fruit that comes from God or those fruit that's from this world that is not good?
最后耶稣又说有两种根基。
And so Jesus says later on says there's two roots.
有一种是把房子盖在磐石上的。
And there's one that built on the rock.
所以雨水冲刷它不会摇动。
And so if it's been blown by the wind, by the rain, will not move.
那有一种根基是把房子建在沙土上的。
And one foundation is built on the sand.
雨水冲刷，就房子就跟着被冲走了。
And once there's rain, there's wind, then the house will be carried by it.
所以论到登山的宝训的时候。
And so,
论到登山宝训了。就是八福在山上讲的叫登山宝训了。
Okay. So once they're on the mountain of the Beatitude, the teachings that are precious, treasured.
一定要从马太福音第五章念到第七章。
And so you have to read from Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
因为最后耶稣要听的人做选择。
And the Lord Jesus wants those who listen to the last moment to make a
choice. 要人决定一个正确的信仰人生。
And want people to make a correct decision in their faith.
然后做好进入天国的准备功夫。
So that they're able to prepare the work that is to for the kingdom of heaven.
那我们首先就要来谈那个字词义。
And so first we'd like to talk about
因为讲到圣经经文啊，你一定要把经文做一个重要的字的认识。
And so in order to study the Bible, you have to have a good understanding of the Bible.
这样我们才不会凭着自己感想感觉在讲神的道理，这个很不好。
So in this way, we're not just interpret based on what we feel, and this is bad.
那我们来注意看那个十三节。
So let's look at verse 13.
这里说你们要进窄门。
And here it says you have to enter through the narrow gate.
这里讲到要进。
And here it says you have to enter.
它这个进入的这个字，它是一个复合字啊。
And so this enter is an action.
那个复合字它是以一个介词进入的入，原文叫 s。
And so enter is an action and it has a s.
原文呢、啊
Or in the original text.
然后它的动词是来去的那个字，来或去的字。
And the suffix word is that it's come and go.
那这两个字结合在一起成为复合字。
And so the prefix and the suffix added together, it's an action, it's a noun.
那它的后面又有一个介词叫 diar, 就是通过的意思。
And then in the ending, there's another letter. It says this has gone through.
有一个字叫 diar。那个是希伯来，那个希腊文啊。
And this is in Greek.
它是意思是通过的意思。
And the meaning is that it's to gone through.
所以原文它直接翻译的意思是这样。
And so the direct interpretation from the original text is like this.
翻译的正确意思就是你们要通过窄门进入。
And so the correct interpretation is that you have to go through the narrow gate.
但是我们英文也好，中文也好，却没有把原来的意思写得更好。
But whether it's the Chinese or the English version, they did not have the original meaning.
只有说你们要进窄门。
And only it says that you have to enter the
narrow gate. 但是做原文解析的时候，你会发现。
So when you study the original text, you would discover.
你们要通过窄门进入这条路。
And you have to go through this narrow gate to enter into this narrow gate.
那这里我们中文翻译成这个永生的路，引到永生的路，那个永生。
And so in the Chinese version, it says you have to go through the eternal gate.
其实原文是解作生命或小的意思。
And so in the original text, it means life or small.
那这里讲路是小的，就是那一条永生的路是小的。
And so here it says that the narrow gate is small.
它原来的意思啊，是一个压迫或拥挤啊，当作动词用的时候。
And so the original text it means there's a pressure, and it's an action.
但是当作形容词用的时候，它是小的意思，是一个小的意思了、啊、
But when you use it as a noun, it means it's little.
它是要修饰那个后面那条路是小的。
And it is to emphasize that this road is small.
那讲到那个引道
and
引道我们看到十四节这里说引道带领你到什么地方的引道
And so in verse 14 it says to lead. Where does it lead to?
那它是一个在它的时态来讲是现在是主动的时态
And so in that time it's actually the time of
而且这个是阴性的单数
，and it's actually it's related to faith。
所以他修饰那一条路是唯一的啊，强调一个唯一，就这么一条小路而已啊。
And it is to emphasize that is only that narrow gate。
所以在原来原文的字义解析啊，它是非常清楚的。
And so in the original text, the way it describes it is very
clear。但是当原文被翻到各种语文的时候，里头就有一些距离了。
But once the original text was interpreted into many other languages, then there was discrepancy.
所以我们在处理经文的字义的解析的时候，我们就会回过来做一个探讨。
And so when we study this Bible, we have to go back to the original text.
所以十三节、十四节里面
，So in verse 13 and 14，
他这里讲到引到大路就是。进入地狱的黑暗路啊，那个人很多。
And so the gate that leads to the wide road that leads to destruction.
但是引到永生那个生命的道路啊，是小的，唯一的那个人进去的少。
But the road that leads to the narrow road, it's to the eternal life. Very few go on it.
其实，在圣经经文里面，福音说，耶稣常常用这种对比啊。来形容某件事的重要。
So in the book of the Gospels, the Lord Jesus always make comparisons like this.
比如我们来看一下马太福音的二十二章。
In Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这里说被召的人多，选上的人少哎。
So here says, for many are called, but few are chosen.
意思就是说，被呼召领受救恩的人也是很多哦。
And so that is to say that many people are called for the gospel.
但是你被神选召成为儿女，这段时间你是不是好好照神的道理奔跑这个永生的道路呢？
But to be chosen as the children of God in this time, that you do very well to on this path.
很多人找不到这条门路。
And many people cannot find this road.
所以没有被呼召。
So they are not chosen.
但是有也有不少的人被呼召领受主救恩。
But many people are also chosen to take the salvation of God.
那你就已经进入这个永生的门路，这条窄路了，小路了。
And then you enter into this narrow gate, this little road that goes to eternal life.
那你是怎么样走这条路的？
So how do you walk on
this road? 那真的遵照神的话走，然后保守圣洁，一直在主的恩典中。
And to do according to the word of God and to keep in His holiness.
他才有资格进入那永生的天国里面、哦、
And this person is able to enter into this eternal life.
所以从救恩被呼召开始，然后最后得救进神的国，这个人就少了。
So once salvation started, and the people that are on this road is actually less.
所以我们看到主耶稣他在强调一个重要的信息门路的时候，会有这种对比。
So we can see that once the Lord Jesus emphasizes on this narrow road, there's this comparison.
那我们就看到这两条门路啊。
And then we can see these two paths.
就有不同的性质在里面。
And there's two different people that's in it.
一个是通往罪恶的世界，地狱的道路是大的，是宽的路。
And one that goes to this world, the wide path that goes to destruction into hell.
一个是通往神的国度、生命道路的窄的、小的路。
And one that goes to the kingdom of God, and it is this narrow and small road.
那整个登山宝训。
And so all this beatitude from the
最后神要那些跟随听他道理的人做选择。
And it is for all those people that heard for them to make a choice.
所以第二个我们要谈的是强调信仰上面的一个选择的问题。
And so the second thing is that we have to talk about is this choice in our faith.
所以选择很重要、哦。
So a choice is important.
耶稣讲完登山宝训，最后也要那些人做选择。
So when the Lord Jesus finished speaking on the mount of in the mount, he asked people to make a choice.
选择听从耶稣讲的道，然后进入永生的国度。
To make a choice on what they heard the Lord Jesus said, and to make a choice.
其实谈到选择这个问题啊。
And so to talk about this choosing, there's a problem.
在犹太教跟基督教的作品里面。
And so in the works of the Jewish and the Christians.
就是写了很多有关圣经。正典或次经、伪经种种的著作里面
，And so from all the scriptures and all the articles they've written about this，
里头就谈也常谈到这方面的说法。
And so within this, it talks about this different kind of ways.
比如说有一个早期的基督教文献叫做《十二使徒遗训》
，And for example, one of the original writings in this 12
十二使徒遗训。
So twelve apostles.
遗训。
Twelve apostle creed. Creed.
他前面四章就谈到在信仰上面要做选择。
And so the first four chapters it talks about you have to make a choice in faith.
那两页之间的次经呢、啊？这个巴拿巴书里面呢、啊、
？And so in this two chapters of the book of Barnabas.
那个次经有它一个专有名词哈，我也想不起。
Apocrypha。
哎，它里面的十八章一直到二十章里面也谈到信仰的选择。
So from chapter 18 to 20 also talk about the choice of faith。
圣经正典就是指我们摸的这一本六十六卷里头，其实也谈到很多哎。
And so from the Bible that we hold, we can see that it's 66 books and it contains a lot。
那其他基督教或犹太教的著作里面怎么讲，我们就。不碰也没关系。
And so wherever, if it's the Jewish books or the other Christian books, we don't have to touch it.
但是圣经这一本正典六十六卷里头，我们可以看到有一些路线谈到有关这一方面的问题哦。
And so from this book of 66 books of scrolls, we can see we talks about this problem.
既然有谈，表示这个信仰上面的选择是很重要的一个 问题啊。
So since it mentions it and it emphasizes on the importance of our choice of faith.
我们来看《生命记》的三十章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
生命记三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
十九节。
Verse 19.
三十章十九节。
Chapter 30, verse 19.
这里说，我今日呼天唤地，向你做见证。
I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you.
我将生死祸福陈明在神的面前。
That I've set before you life and death.
所以你要拣选生命。
So please choose life.
使你和你的后裔多得存活。
So that your descendants and you will exist.
我们在这里看见摩西再一次将神的律法、诫命、典章再一次的阐明给以色列百姓。
So here we can see that Moses once again gave the laws and scriptures to the Israelites.
然后神也将生死祸福一切阐明在百姓面前了。
And so God has given everything before the people.
然后现在神的选民，你要做一个选择了。
And so as the people of God, they have to make a choice.
所以这里讲的拣选生命。
And so here is to choose life.
这个生命是从神来的，也讲作神。
And so this life comes from God, and it is God.
我们中文翻作拣选，其实它原来的意思叫选择。
And so in the Chinese version, it says to be chosen, but
那这一切
in the English version, it says to choose.
摆在你面前，你要选择生命，就是选择神。
So when it's laid before you, you either choose life.
让你跟你的后代得以存活。
So that you and your descendants may live.
所以这里很重要啊。
So here it is critical.
我们也是面对这世上的事情问题，你要做选择。
And when we are faced with the things of this world, we have to make a choice.
你是要选择人的国度呢，还是选择有神生命同在的国度呢？
And so do you want the kingdom of men or the kingdom of God that has the Holy Spirit abiding?
这个非常重要。
And this is very important.
我们再来看耶利米书二十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 21.
耶利米书的二十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 21.
第八节。
Verse
8. 二十一章的第八节。
Chapter 21, verse 8.
这里神透过耶利米先知要这样宣告。
So through the prophet Jeremiah, God wanted to say this.
你要对百姓这样说。
That you have to say this to the people.
神如此说。
And so this is what the Lord says.
看哪、啊，我将生命的路、死亡的路摆在你们面前。
And look, and the life of the actually the life, the way of life and the way of death is before you.
这里很清楚的说，生命的路、死亡的路摆在你面前。
And so here is very clearly say the way of life and the way of death is before you.
生命的路找到就是神同在，有神引导我们人生的路。
If you're able to find the way of life, it is with the guidance of God.
死亡的路是体贴这世界情欲罪恶的路。
And the way of death is to emphasize on the things of this world of our flesh.
神透过先知教导以色列百姓，把这两条路摆明在他们面前了。
And so through the prophets, God gave them this two paths before them to choose.
所以这里讲摆在百姓面前呢。
And so here it says it's before you.
其实就是要他们做一个重要的选择，你选哪一条啊？
And it is to give them a choice. Which one are you going to choose?
我们当中也有慕道者，今天也参加。
And so we among us, we have truth seekers.
那这个时候，你站在十字路口，要选择哪一条啊
？And so here you're standing in this crossroad. Which path
你可能过去有自己的宗教背景的信仰生活。
And perhaps before you have your own beliefs.
但是今天我们跟你介绍的是。本着圣经里面讲的跟你们分享啊。
And but today we're offering and we're putting down the things that in the Bible.
我们要找到一个真的有神同在得救的教会啊。
And so that you can find this church that really can save you.
真的是照圣经真理在传讲的一个教会。
And it is a church that emphasizes on completely on the Bible.
圣经没有的就不要做。
And what's not in the Bible, we don't do.
圣经有的就好好遵守。
And if it's in the Bible, we try our best to
遵守神天父旨意的话，你才能够找到那一条又窄又小的得救的生命道路。
To follow the words and instructions from our Father, then we'll find this narrow and small road.
而不是用世人一般的看法来决定这个信仰或这个 宗派问题啊。
And it is not to use the eyesight of this world to discern this.
更不是用人数的多寡、历史的悠久来决定这个教会的好坏啊。
Or even not to use the amount of people or even the history of people to determine if this is
good. 而是要照着圣经神的话做一个正确的选择。
But it is instead to use the words in the Bible to make a correct
choice. 摆在我们面前。
And it is laid before us.
我们怎么去选择？
And how are we going to choose?
那针对已经受洗的基督徒来讲，
And to those who are baptized Christians,
那你要去选择哎。
You have to make a choice.
你已经站在这条门路的门里面。
And you have already stand within this gate.
你的选择不能再跑出这条门路往世界情欲罪恶里面跑哎。
And you cannot make your choice outside of this gate into this world.
不然你就离开这条路了。
Otherwise, you will leave this
path. 就离开神了。
You will leave God.
那很可惜啊。
And that is very sad.
其实最大的罪就是你离开神。
So the greatest sin is that you leave God.
不信神。
That you do not believe God.
你选择世界情欲罪恶。
You have selected the desires of the flesh of this world.
离开神就已经很不好。
And to leave God is already bad.
我们再来看这个诗篇的第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇。
Psalms chapter
1, 1节到6节
verse 1 to verse 6,
第一节到第六节
verse 1 to verse 6,
一节到六节啊，这里讲了主要的内容是这样说。
And so the main content of this verse 1 to 6 is like
this. 不要从恶人的计谋。
And do not envy the wicked.
不要占罪人的道路。
And so do not walk on the ungodly path.
不做亵慢人的座位。
And do not sit in the seat of the scornful.
喜爱神律法的人，昼夜思想，这个人有福。
And those who delight in the law of the Lord, this is blessed.
然后四节五节这里谈到。
In verse 4 and 5, it talks about
一个审判的时候问题。
And talks about the problem during the judgment times.
恶人将来要被审判，像一个糠秕这样轻啊，被风吹散到各地方。
And the evil people will be judged, and they will be like chaff, they will be flowing around.
恶人必站立不住。
And the evil cannot stand.
但是六节，义人的道路神知道。
And the God knows the ways of the sinner.
恶人的道路一定灭亡。
And the ways of the sinners will be destroyed.
所以这里做了一个善恶两者之间的一种比较。
And so here it's a comparison between good and evil.
你要选择被神祝福成为义人呢，还是选择恶人要灭亡呢？
And do you want to choose to be a good person so that God will bless you, and or do you want to choose to be a evil person?
这里讲得很清楚
哎。And here it speaks very clearly.
我们今天每一个人都有自己的自由意志。
And so every one of us today have our own free will.
我们可以思想，也可以动作。
And we could think and we can put into actions.
那但是我们要知道一件事实。
But we must know this one fact.
人对一切所做的决定和付出的行为动作，你要负责。
So every action, everything we do, we have to be responsible for.
我讲这句话伤害人，你要负责。
And so if I say this one word that harms you,
我做出这个行为动作，你要负责。
And if I do this action, I have to
对你自己负责，也对神负责。
And to be accountable to myself and to God.
你要承担的。
You have to be able to
所以你对你个人自己的自由选择是将来要面对神的。
So you must face God in all your free choices.
所以我们个人信仰也好。
So whether it's our personal faith,
我们所面对的教会宗教信仰也好，
or whether it's the religious or faith,
我们有一个很重要的原则需要被提醒。
And there's an important principle that we need to understand.
我们来看一下哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章我们来看这个第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶来受报。
So for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
这是神已经既定的一个说法，而且将来审判一定要这样做。
And this has already been set by God, and in the future during the judgment,
it
will happen.
我们虽然可以自由选择，
so even though we have the choice of free
will, 但是将来在神面前是要负责任的。
But in the presence of God, we have to be accountable.
所以我们要做的实在。
So what we do, it has to be
practical. 而且要选择的正确。
And we have to make the correct choice.
我们再来看这个哥林多后书第二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6.
第二章。
Or chapter 2.
十七节
Chapter 2, verse 17.
十七节
Verse 17.
我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。在这里保罗把一个很重要的原则，做了一个提醒。
And so here Paul makes another reminder of an important principle.
我们今天所有的侍奉，所有的信仰生活，
So today, all of our services, all of our life of faith,
不是为了眼前的利益而混乱神的道。
And it is not for the benefits that we can see that we distort the word of God.
神的教会不是因为个人的人情包袱，我跟你比较好，所以我拉你一起来，怎样怎样，到处乱做，不能这样了。
And church work is not based on our relationship with other, whether we have a favor with other people.
有些人可以担任。
And some people can,
但是有些人可能还要继续训练。
And some people will be able to withstand
不是说我跟你很好，我拉
了
一把，不是这样的。
And it is not to say that because my relationship
那个已经把人情和利益已经摆在前面了。
And they have already dragged into the human relations into God.
你用这种心态，神不喜欢。
And if we use this kind of attitude, God will be.
而是要出自于诚实哦。
But instead, it is out of sincerity.
出自于神的这种。感动带领啊
，and it is through this kind of movement by God.
然后是要在神的面前做好这种侍奉、服侍的动作。
And it is before the presence of God we have this good servitude.
所以这个是一个很重要的原则。
And this is an important principle.
这个原则超出了你个人的观念、你的经验，甚至你个人的喜好。
And so this kind of attitude surpasses our human.Thinking and also our actions,
而是要很诚实的站在主的道理里面走出去的这种侍奉生活。
And so we are very sincerely stand in the path of God and to serve Him.
这种选择，神才能够喜欢而且同在。
And so only this kind of choice and this kind of attitude will God.
那谈到我们人在选择上。
So when we talk about in the choice of men,
要有什么样的认识
？So what kind of understanding we have to have that we will not do wrong？
这也是一个很重要的学习哦。
And this is also important.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章的，我们来看二十三节、二十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 23 and verse 24.
二十三节，凡事都可行，但不多有益处；凡事都可行，但不多造就人。无论何人，不要求自己益处，乃要求别人的益处。在这里告诉我们呢。
And so here it tells us.
有关我们在选择的上面，我们有这个自由意志，没有错。
And so concerning our free choice, it is this indeed is right.
就像这里所说的，我们凡事都可做，都可行。
And so just like it is written here, all things are lawful and we can do.
但是有三个方法要注意做一个评论。
But there are three ways we have to make a discernment.
第一个要去思考就是二十三节前半段说不都有益处。
And so first is that not all things are helpful.
我们要想。我这样子行，这样做有益处吗
？And we have to think if we do this, if we say this, is it helpful?
对自己有益处吗
？And is it helpful to ourselves?
最起码你先想，我这样讲、这样做、这样行有益处吗
？And at least we think we
而不是一时的冲动啊！我需要，所以我就全部冲下去了。
And so because we shouldn't say we want to do it, then we just rush into it and we do it.
当你真的这样做的时候，你可能会遗憾或后悔。
So when we really do it, we might have regrets and doubts.
那你就是一个莽莽撞撞的人了。
And then we be a person that's blinded.
在信仰上面，并不是一个很细心查考神旨意的人。
So in the faith, our faith of life, we are not.
婚姻的事情也是要这样啊。
And also same for marriage.
凡事都可行，那我应该怎么做？ 怎么谨慎？
So all things is possible, but how should we do it?
而不是随便找一个对象嫁娶就好，不照道理来。
And we shouldn't just carelessly find another person and
we don't consider anything
else. And is it helpful for
ourselves? 那我的益处是停留在肉体，还是也能够兼顾到在信仰上面，在神面前的一种生活呢？
And is it helpful only towards our physical body or to build of our life of
faith? 凡事都可行，有益处吗？
Is everything we're able to do, but is everything helpful?We have to consider it.
当你在选择对象要谈感情
And when we choose a spouse, we have to think about
你感觉很好就好了难道不要去思考圣经神的话怎么交代吗
And so we cannot only think that based on emotion that it is good
你一开始选择在圣经里面神的交代建立主内婚姻的生活你会有力量
So once you look into the Bible, we see that it says you have to establish a marriage in Christ and we will have strength.
凡事都可行，看看对自己有没有益处。
And then we have to see everything is possible if it's
benefit to us.
And the second way.
凡事都可行，但是要怎么去评判？
All things are benefit, but how can we discern it?
我们看23节的最后一句话。
Verse 23, this is the last verse.
这里说凡事都可行，但不都造就人呢？
All things are lawful, but not all things are edified.
凡事都可行，但有对别人有没有造就
？So everything is lawful, but is it edifying to others?
保罗用吃的事情啊，他做了这样的一个例子。
And so Paul made an example of the things.
他说：“如果我吃肉，叫弟兄跌倒，我就不吃肉。”
And he says, "If I eat meat, and if it causes a brother to stumble, I will not eat meat."
而吃肉应该没有什么事啊。
And so to eat meat, it shouldn't be, bad.
但是这句话怎么解释呢？
So how can you interpret that?
弟兄生活很苦，他们一家都没有肉可以吃。
And so the brothers work and very hard. They don't have money to buy meat.
那你在他面前吃肉，
but if you eat meat before this brother,
他会惭愧。
And this brother will be very pitiful.
我家里人没有能力吃肉。
And they'll be very sorrowful. My family cannot
eat meat. 他会选择就离开这个团体、这个教会。
They will choose to leave this congregation.
他甚至有别样的想法，等于你在对他看不起。
And he will have other thoughts. Maybe you cannot, you look down upon him.
吃肉本身没有问题。
And so to eat meat is not wrong.
问题是你吃的这个动作、这个过程对人有没有造就
？But in the process of eating meat, is it edifying to others?
它的背后会带给人一个负面的想法。
And so the result will give a negative effect to other people.
同样的，凡事都可行。
So everything is lawful.
但是不都造就人了。
But not everything is edifying to others.
有人问过传道说，你会看电影吗？
And so some people ask the pastor, do you watch movies?
以前没有那个 DVD、CD 片了，很多人要去看电影了。
And so before we had the DVDs and CDs, many people watch
movies. 这个传道人就回答说，我不看电影。
And so the pastor replied, "Say I don't watch movies."
其实看电影也不是坏事。
And to watch the movies is not wrong.
问题是，如果传道去看他选择教育片有造就的电影。
But if the pastor chooses to go see the movie, they have to choose
those
edifying movies. 那软弱的
同龄看到，哎，传道去看电影，我也可以看。
And then those who are weak says, "If the pastor watch movie, I can also."
问题是他选择的电影，他没有选择正确的。
But the problem is the movies that this person chooses not correct.
他去看那个黄色电影。
And they watch the pornographic
movies. 后来信心软弱了。
And then their weakest faith.
问他你为什么看电影？
And then ask why do you watch movies?
他就说哎，传道也去看呢。
Because the pastor also watch movies.
就因为会有这种影响，所以这个传道人他就不去看了。
And so because of this kind of influence, the pastor will not watch movies.
哎，当时二三十年前。
And so at that time,
看电影很流行啊。
So around 20, 30 years ago, it's a very
trendy. 但是现在在自己的家中就可以看这个很多的影片了。
But right now in your own homes, you can watch many movies.
但是你还是要选择正当的影片。
But you still need to make the correct movies.
所以很多时候，当你站在这个位置，你要想对人有没有造就。
So when you stand in this position, you have to think.
你的讲话、你的做事、你的行为对人有没有造就
？Your words, your actions, your deeds are they?
所以你可能要选择有些事可做，有些不可做。
So you must make a choice. Some things you can't do, and some things
you can't do. 其实这个不困难呢。
And it is not difficult.
因为你存心要这样做，为了造就人，神会纪念。
Because you, with your heart, you want to do this so that you can edify men.
而不是随着自己情欲说话，想怎样就怎样。
And so not as based on the lust of the flesh, what
you want to say or
what you want to do, you do. 我们再来看
凡事都可行的第三个方向。
And so let's see the third direction of all things are lawful.
我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章的十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。这里讲第三个方法，就是要注意的，就是不受人事物的辖制。
And so here it talks about the third way is that we're not bounded or under the power.
你有些事情做了，你就被他辖制。
And there are certain things when you do, you're under the control of it.
你如果养成坏习惯。
And when you have developed this bad habit,
第一次开始做，你就被这个坏习惯给辖制。
And the first time you do it, then you are controlled by this bad
habit. 你就是被罪恶给辖制。
And you're being bounded by sin.
有一些坏习惯，它会导致到后来是一种犯罪的情势。
And so certain bad things, when it will lead to situations where you will sin.
比如说吸毒。
For example, to take drugs.
朋友再吸一点，他说好啊，很舒服啊，吸一下很快乐啊。
And if the friends say they smoke some and they feel very good, then they say, come, join us and smoke some.
心情不舒服，你就会再去吸烟。
And then one day when you're in a bad, have a bad mood, you
will smoke
the drug. 或者
更加好奇，你又再吸烟。
And then when you're interested, you're very curious,
you smoke it. 最后你没有这个毒品没有办法。
Then later on, without this drug, you cannot live.
几乎天天靠它生活。
And so you rely upon it
every day. 那你这个时候是被他给辖制了。
So at this moment you're controlled by it.
凡事都可行吗？这个时候不能行这种事啊。
So all things are lawful, but you cannot do these things.
所以我们神的道理真的很活。
And so the words of God are living.
那我们知道以后要懂得怎么去应用它。
And so when we understand it, we have to know how to apply it.
这是一个很重要的学习。
And this is an important lesson to learn.
不要受他给辖制。
So we are not controlled by it.
尤其我们青年在适婚年龄啊
，and especially our youth in the marriageable age，
一定要找同样信仰的人呐、啊，建立一个婚姻生活。
We need to find this other spouse of the same faith and to have a life of
faith together. 你绝对不能凭感觉说啊，我觉得他很好，不管他有没有信主。
And we cannot have this emotion or feeling based on this person's very
这个基础点是
we don't consider their faith.
基础点是不同的。
And so this kind of a motive is very
different. 一个是有神同在祝福的婚姻。
And one is a marriage that's blessed and by God.
一个是神不喜悦的婚姻。
And one is displeased by God.
你开始在基础点要跑就已经他的程度是已经不相等了。
And so once you make the wrong choice, there's already different levels.
一个是神要在一直不断祝福。
One will be always blessed by God.
但是一个是走得很辛苦。
One will be on a very difficult journey.
你会为你的选择要付出一切。
And you, with, because of your choice, you have to be responsible.
早知道会有这样的麻烦，我们在一开始凡事都可行，但是不要受辖制啊。
But if it's so problematic and all things are possible.But if it's not helpful,
我们看到那个神说善恶果树上果子不能吃的时候
，So when God says you cannot eat of this fruit of the good and evil,
结果后来夏娃被那个蛇诱惑吃了
，And then Eve was tempted by the snake.
然后一直强这个跟先生亚当讲了，你也要吃啊
，And so she eventually got let Adam to eat the fruit.
吃了就知道错。
And then once they ate of it, they knew they're wrong. And they were shamed in front of God.
神就责备亚当。
And then God rebuked Adam.
亚当说是你给我的那个女人叫我吃的了。
And Adam blamed to God, the woman gave me that caused me to eat it. And to blame that woman.
你应该选择神的话，而不是听从软弱的一方。
You should choose to listen to the words of God and not to listen to the
weak. 然后神对夏娃说的时候，他责怪那一条蛇。
And then later on, they blamed the snake.
那一条蛇是魔鬼。
And that snake is the devil.
后来神就分别对这三个对象咒诅了。
And so God actually cursed all these three.
所以女人就要受生产之苦。
And so the woman has the pains of childbirth.
受男人的辖制。
And is under the control of men.
男人也受咒诅啊。
And the man was also cursed.
所以我们在这里看啊，当你要选择，你要去想一想。
So from here we can see that if you're about to choose,
对自己有益处吗？
Is it helpful to myself?
对别人有造就吗？
Is it edifying to others?
那我自己是不是这件事，人会不会我们备受辖制呢？
And we have to think, are we going to be controlled by this thing?
所以可见在信仰得救的上面呢，这个选择的问题太重要。
So in order to be saved in our faith, and this choice is critical.
约翰福音书里面
，In the book of John，
他讲到后来有一个很重要的信息。
And in the end, there's an important message.
就是第三个我们要讲的。
And it is the third point that we're talking about.
我们来看一下约翰福音第二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20.
二十章，请看三十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣基督是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。在这里告诉我们了。
So here it tells us.
一个很重要的选择。
An important choice.
这一节也是约翰福音书一个最后的总结。
And so this verse is a conclusion to the end to the book of John.
要信耶稣基督。
So you have to believe in the Lord Jesus.
信耶稣是神的儿子。
To believe that He is the Son of God.
你相信了他，就会因他的名得永生得救。
And when you believe Him in His name, you will gain the eternal life.
我们讲到这里，你信吗？
And when we say this, do you believe?
要信耶稣基督是神呢。
That you have to believe Jesus is God.
借着他的名，然后得永生呢。
And through His name, we'll gain eternal life.
所以我们受洗也奉他的名洗。
So when we baptize, we baptize in His name.
我们祷告也奉他的名祷告。
When we pray, we pray in His name.
甚至我们做事也要奉主的名来做事啊。
When we do things, we do in His name.
这样才能够荣耀他。
And only this way we can glorify Him.
所以选择信耶稣得永生是我们今生最重要的一个学习的。
And so the choice of choosing the Lord Jesus as our Savior is the most important.
受洗归主的人
，And those who are baptized,
你所有的行为动作
，And all your actions, all your
也要凭着信心信耶稣而能够做出好的见证来荣耀神呢。
And so through your faith, you have to rely upon the Lord Jesus to do good things.
才能够得着永远的生命。
And then you will gain this eternal life.
谈到人生信仰的一个课题呀。
And so to talk about the subject of the life
最宝贵、最终极的就是信耶稣得永生。
And the most precious thing is to believe in the Lord Jesus to gain eternal life.
这是一个很重要的选择。
And this is an important choice.
你既然信他，就要信得完全投入，不要再走偏差的路。
And if you want to believe in Him, believe Him in with all your all, do not go astray. 发现
自己有软弱、过患或偏差。
And we have weaknesses. We sometimes
we 我们要马上调整，归回到信他的这条道路上面。
And then we have to immediately correct ourselves to go back to this path.
我们要一直不断的站在那条小路、窄路的永生的路里面来生活。
We have to constantly remain in that narrow and small road to live our life there.
这就是主耶稣最重要的教训，后面两条门路我们必须做。这样的坚持跟选择。
So this is the important teaching that the Lord Jesus said were these two paths that we have to choose.
有一个其他教派的长老。
And so there was this elder from another denomination.
他在那个教会里面是第一大长老。
And so in that church, he is the lead elder.
其他教派啊，他们在讲台后面有几张大位哦，大的椅子哦。
And so in other denominations, in back of the pulpit, there are several large chairs.
那个椅子啊，不是随便坐哦。
And so not anyone could just sit on those chairs.
牧师在讲道或神父，那个椅子是几个大人物在坐的。
So whether it's the father or when they speak the sermon,
所以他们如果有五个长老，就分一二三四五长老，第一长老是最大的。
And so they have five elders. They have one to five elders.
那五个人坐在那个椅子哦。
And so only the senior elder can sit there.
所以一般的信徒不能坐的哦。
So normal believers cannot just sit there.
有一天，这个大长老啊，他跟我们教会的传道在谈。
So one day, this lead elder was talking with our pastor.
我们教会传道就把我们真耶稣教会的教义跟他说了。
And so our pastor told all our doctrines to this elder.
圣灵啦，洗礼啦，种种啦。
And so whether it's the baptism, Holy Spirit, and so on.
啊，这个外教会的大长老啊。
And so this this denomination elder. 哦，
他一面讲一面生气，我们有啊，我们怎样啊？
And he says, we have this, we have this. He was defending himself.
我们教会的传道，不错，他非常的有耐心跟他讲解。
But the church, a pastor from our church, says very patient and continuously talk with them.
哎，这个大长老回家他就想。
And so once this lead elder went home, he thought to
himself. 这一些教会信徒行为也不错啊。
Actually, the actions of the true Jesus church
leaders are pretty good. 那个传道人讲的都照圣经来啊。
And everything the pastor said is according to the Bible.
那我说他们不认识也不对啊。
And so if they're actually, it's wrong for me to think of this way of them.
I say they know faith. It's
so it is wrong for me to say that they have no faith.
那这样讲也不对啊。
So you can't say that. That is wrong.
所以他就想，我要好好的问神。
And then he thought to himself, I better ask.
所以他听完传道人讲的道理，他回家想，哎，也不是没有道理耶。
And then he was listening to all the things that the pastor said.
真是教会每一个人都摸一本圣经哎。
And True Jesus Church does not have an extra book.
那他们的教会只有牧师在摸，信徒都不摸，所以听牧师讲什么。
And so in their church, not the ministers were.
只有他摸圣经啊，信徒没有摸圣经。
Okay. Oh, in his church, only the minister were touching the Bible. All the believers never touched the Bible.
讲对讲错，他没有办法，信徒没有办法从圣经里面看。
So whether he speaks correctly or incorrectly, the believers cannot tell.
他睡觉前就祷告。
And so before sleeping, he prayed.
主啊，到底哪一边是真的？
Oh Lord, which
one is real? 你到底在哪一间教会啊？
Which church are you?
如果我现在的教会没有你的存在，那我做长老服事有什么用呢？
And so if in the church I am in today, if it's you're not there, what purpose for me is to be here?
我到底要选哪一条路啊？主啊，你告诉我。
Lord, tell me which path should I choose. Tell me.
他这样子祷告就睡觉。
And after prayer, he slept.
到了半夜。
And until midnight.
他做了一个梦。
He dreamt.
那个梦里面啊，世界大灾难。
And in this dream, the whole world was having
this great
tribulation. 然后魔鬼
被放出来了。
And Satan was released.
大家开始逃。
And then he ran for his life.
他就跑到他的教会去，要躲到里面。
And then he ran to his church to hide inside.
结果发现他的教会在坟墓里面呢。
And then realized that his church is within the cemetery.
一跑到门口看，里面都黑漆漆，很多人在里面，很害怕，乱叫哎。
And once he reached to the entrance, he realized it was filled with darkness.
哇，我的教会怎么在坟墓堆里面啊？
How is my church within this pile of cemetery?
他也害怕了。
And he was afraid.
这个世界又有大响声啊，大地震啊。
And this world had this great sound and this great earthquake.
所以他就也赶着往外跑了。
And then he rushed outside.
然后他看到远处有一个灯光。
And then he see from a far distance.
他就向着那个黑暗中的灯光里面跑啊。
And he went through the darkness into the light.
一直跑，一直跑。
And then he constantly ran.
哇，最后跑到那个灯光的房子面前了。
Until lastly, he went to the front of this.
哇，看到那个房子的面前就有有五个字写。真耶稣教会啊！
Until to this house, it says the five
words. 哇，大家在里面呢，很安详，很平安，很快乐。
And everybody inside of it was very comfortable.
他一到那个门口啊，大门门口啊。
And once he reached to the big gate.
哇，信徒就接他进来，来来来，到这里一起吃，一起祷告，一起聚会。
And when the believers accepted him and told him come to sing
with us. 他就问我们教会的信徒啊。
Worship with us. He asked our believers.
外面大灾难呢。
And outside is a great tribulation. And there are many demons.
你们不害怕吗？
Are you not afraid?
我们的信徒回答说不害怕。
Our believers responded,
"We're not afraid." 我们有神同在。
We have the Bible.
有神的荣光照耀。
We have the light of God.
哇，他就在里面一起生活。
And he also went
into the. 他才知道原来神就在真耶稣教会。
Then he realized God is with the true Jesus Church.
一个外教会的长老。
And so this elder from
another church. 他亲自体验呢。
He personally experienced.
所以他醒过来以后啊，
so after he awoke,
很早就跑到我们教会来，
and then he rushed to our church,
然后找传道，
to find the pastor.
我要信耶稣了。
I want to believe in Jesus.
哎，那个传道就说你不是已经信了吗？
And then the pastor said, "Didn't you already believe?"
而且你在那边做长老啊。
You're already an elder there.
不要了，不要了，我要来真耶稣教会了。
I don't want that anymore. I want to come to True Jesus Church.
一起祷告。
And to pray together.
一起聚会。
To worship together.
后来得到宝贵的圣灵。
And then receive the precious Holy Spirit.
最后就接受赦罪的。大河里面的洗礼的
，and then was baptized into the river to remission of sins.
他终于选择那个窄路、小路，在真耶稣教会里面。
And he finally have chosen a narrow, small road.
选择了一个得救的教会。
And he had chosen a church that is able to save.
这是一个很真实的见证。
And this is a true testimony.
在信仰上面做了查考，后来祷告求问神，选择得救的教会。
So after a thorough examination of his own faith, he chose the True Jesus Church.
所以，我们既然选择了
，So even though we have made this choice,
我们要忠心走到底这条永生的道路。
We have to be faithful until death into this journey.
那我们如果还在查考。
So if we are still studying,
我们也盼望你能做这样正确的选择。
And we hope that you will make this correct choice.
并且愿神祝福带领。
And also may God bless you and continue
to guide
you.
唱诗180首。
Let's sing hymn 180.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing the first and the last verse. Please be seated.
那因为我们时间的安排，这个时间是没有求圣灵的。
And so because of our schedule, this time we cannot pray for the Holy Spirit.
聚会时间是五十分钟。
And so the services are 50 minutes.
那因为接下来15分就要开始禁食祷告。
And so in 15 minutes, we're going to start our fasting and prayer.
所以我们做一个简短的祷告。
So we'll make a short prayer.
并没有特别按手在祝福或求圣灵。
And so we will have no laying of hands or special requests. And so we have to wait until the afternoon services. And let's make a prayer of thanksgiving.